the gold pounding, the China slowdown, and no internet tax in Hungary. Hi, I'm Charles Goyette, and this is your Freedom and Prosperity Commentary for Monday, November 3rd. First of all, a look at the week ahead. After a skid reported a month ago, Monday's report on the ISM Manufacturing Index is expected to come in at 56. Now, that index number would be off slightly, but still in the positive or the growth range. The report from the Labor Department on October employment comes out on Friday. The unemployment rate that dropped to 5.9% in August is expected to remain unchanged right there. Of course, Tuesday is Election Day, so Congress is still away. It reconvenes on Tuesday the 9th for a post-election session. The fallout from Japan's brazen money printing decision announced last week continues to reverberate around the world. Among the places that its impact has been felt the most is in the gold market, which has sunk to the lowest prices since 2010, and gold continued to slip overnight in Tokyo. Bloomberg reports that precious metals ETFs experienced $1.3 billion in withdrawals during October. A piece in the Financial Times this weekend discusses the impact of China's slowing growth. China is still among the fastest-growing economies in the world, but as the pace of that growth continues to turn down, the question remains about the impact of the slowdown on the rest of us, on the rest of the world and the U.S. One-fifth of urban housing in China is vacant, according to Goldman Sachs, and yet investment in housing continues to climb, and credit growth in China continues to outpace Chinese GDP growth. The slowdown in China has been felt in lower commodity prices, of course, and has, as the Financial Times writes, prompted slowdowns in places such as Latin America, Australia, and Germany that had been big beneficiaries of the Chinese boom. And finally, demonstrators in Hungary took to the streets to put an end to a proposed internet tax. Earlier, the country's economic minister proposed a per-gigabyte tax on internet usage. Well, that proposal was immediately met by a petition campaign to stop it, but what seems to have really got the authorities' attention was a weekend crowd of more than 10,000 people, and they were marching and chanting and waving signs in the street of Budapest opposing the idea of a government tax on their internet usage. It didn't take long for the prime minister to drop the internet tax, drop it like a hot potato. He said that because of the demonstrators, the introduction of the plan had become impossible. Well, so sometimes the people do win one. And that's your Freedom and Prosperity Commentary for the new week. Thank you for joining us. I'm Charles Goyette.
For information on how to order Charles Goyette's Freedom and Prosperity newsletter and more, please log on to moneyandmarkets.com or call toll-free 1-800-291-8545.